An unusual protest in Moscow today, 32 stories high, unusual. Fairly clear skies so you could see from the ground the protests atop a tall Soviet-era apartment building. There, attached to the iconic Soviet star on the spire of the building, somebody unfurled the Ukrainian flag. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow. Did you see this, Charles?
You know, I woke up and I read about it on Twitter like everyone else. But it's actually in this building that's across from my old office. And, you know, this is one of the Seven Sisters here. It's a Stalin-era building, very, very prominent. It looks kind of like a wedding cake. And not only did they hang a flag, Ukrainian flag, but they actually painted the Soviet star in Ukrainian national colors, the yellow and blue.
Wow. Who was the protester who climbed up these 32 stories?
Well, it appears to be a small team of people that they call themselves roofers. They climb up tall buildings for sort of thrills. And it's not really clear exactly who these people are yet. There have been differing reports, some that they're local Muscovites who are sort of resonating sort of protests against the war in Ukraine. There have been some reports also in the online kind of scandal-mongering media that this was, in fact, a Ukrainian blogger and a nationalist. It's also worth pointing out that after they pulled off this stunt, they took a selfie, and then they jumped off using parachutes to get back down to the ground.
No kidding. Well, that's kind of impressive. As you say, this comes at the height of tensions between Russia and Ukraine, so Russian officials are probably not taking this stunt lightly. But I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, small protests that capture the eyes of big chunks of the public can be embarrassing for the Kremlin. We recall the labor camp sentences served by members of Pussy Riot, also Greenpeace for their protests against Russian oil exploration. What could happen to these people?
Well, yeah, I mean, Russian authorities are not famous for their sense of humor, and I think that that's probably the case here. They've already been, their talk certainly about charging them with vandalism. That's the same charge that landed Pussy Riot members with 2 years in jail. So, you know, but I think as far as kind of an act that captures the imagination, of course, this was getting a lot of attention online today. And I think more importantly, I mean, for Russians who are, frankly, are in the minority but opposed to what's happening in Ukraine recently, this is a, you know, a small symbol of hope. I think it's pretty lonely to be against the tide these days in Russia. And in fact, this week there was a case involving 4 Russians who were detained during a 2012 protest against Vladimir Putin, and they got stiff prison sentences. And I actually looked into one of these cases of the protesters, one man named Alexei Gaskarov.